right, what a night, huh? Well, you know, you get a rain out on Friday, and you're told, well, the start time on Saturday is now 3:05. We get out there to the public house, and Adam Copeland is with me, and Tanika, and Carmen Q, and Allie, and we do our show, and we have all our guests, and you just never know what the game is going to look like. We get ready for the game. We talk about Chris Stratton and Rich Hill and the battle of the curveballs and everything that's going to happen. But underneath, you know, it's Giants-Dodgers. And John the Count Montefusco stops by today, and we have a great conversation with him. Hunter Strickland was on the show today. Chris Stratton was on the show. Bruce Jenkins was on the show. Paul Hagan from Philadelphia was on the show. And Kerry Crowley came by, and I don't know, Henry Schulman was there, and you know, we just cover everything to get you ready for the game, but you know, you don't know what the game is going to be all about. And then you run upstairs and you have a quick sandwich and you sit down and you start watching the game, and it unfolds slowly, just like everything else that we enjoy. It unfolds slowly in front of us, and we live and die for every inning and every at bat. And is Longoria going to get a hit? Is McCutchen going to get a hit? Is Stratton going to get out of the inning? Is Longoria going to make a great play in the field? Or what's going to happen with Pence going back on fly balls? Is he going to get it? Is he going to get it? And he's dancing. Is he going to get it? And he gets it. And the game just unfolds. And it's a beautiful story. It's like going to a great movie every day. And they say, you're going to see a great movie today, but we're not going to tell you what it is. You're going to have to sit down and you're going to have to watch it and enjoy it. And that's what baseball is all about. You come to the game, you have no idea what's going to happen, where it's going to go. Is it going to be one of those epic games? Is it going to be a no-hitter? Are you going to get blown out 12-1? Are you going to win a game 2-1? And then you get a game like this as it unfolds. And as I said after last weekend, with all the shutouts, 1-0, 1-0, 5-0, 9-0, you don't see this. It happens every 140 years. I said, forget about last weekend. What the Giants have to start doing, and as the season unfolds, is start playing so-called normal baseball games. And they had one with Seattle 6-4 in the opening game. They came back, and Block got hit for 4 in the first, and they battled back and had a chance to win the game late. And then Wednesday, they just knocked King Felix all over the place, and Cueto shimmies and twists and turns, and Giants win 10-1. And then the rains come, and you wait a couple of days, and you have no idea what's going to happen. But you know the Dodgers are in town, and they fool around with the pitching rotation. They're going to put Cueto back a day, and they're going to get a fifth starter on Wednesday. And what's it going to look like today? The field is a quagmire. And Greg Elliott and the guys make it absolutely perfect. And you sit down and you start watching a game. And all of a sudden, the Giants are up and the Dodgers are back. And the Giants are up, the Dodgers are back, and it's tied up. And you have a baseball game that this is what baseball is all about. A game that goes back and forth, that your emotions are bounced around like a beach ball. Kind of just like bubbles in the air, your emotions go back and forth all the time. Until you get to that moment when it gets to about the seventh inning and you can start to feel, okay, this is what they have to do. And they bring in the relief pitcher with the 4-3 lead, and the first batter he faces, boom, home run the right field, and now it's 4-4. And now you say, here we go, we got to start all over again. And then you go inning after inning after inning, and the bullpen is exhausted. You have chances to win. The other team has chances to win, but every time they fall short. Until you're exhausted with your emotions going back and forth, you've watched the game for over 5 hours, and you get to that last inning, and all of a sudden you're down a run. And you say, uh-oh, this is it. All right, they tried. It was a long game, but it's not going to happen. And then your team comes up in the bottom of the inning, and you get a couple of base hits, and all of a sudden it's first and third, nobody out. Your hottest hitter, who's got 5 hits on the night already, and he's making a name for himself in his new town, comes up, facing a pitcher who blew the game earlier in the week for the visiting Dodgers. And you're watching this at bat, 12-pitch at bat, foul after foul ball after foul ball, and you know there's no way that Wilmer Font is ever going to throw the ball past Andrew McCutchen. There's no way. It's never going to happen. You sit there and watch it, and you say, okay, let's just tie the game up, and then maybe we'll be here 18 innings. And you're starting to think about tomorrow morning and sitting out there watching the game. And then all of a sudden he gets a pitch and he jumps on it. And it was like the cat jumping on the mouse, so to speak. And it was just that moment he saw the pitch, his eyes got big, put the bat on the ball, took two steps, and knew the ball was gone, and took that journey around the bases that we always love to see, that slow journey, as everyone poured out of the Giants' dugout and greeted Andrew McCutchen at the plate on a three-run homer to win a game 7-5 for the Giants. And who knew what was going to happen when we woke up this morning and got to the ballpark and did the show at the public house and everything else. So Matt Leland did a great job tonight. Nice having Kevin Franzen on. Raph has been with me all day long.
I'm still here, Marty.
And he's still there. And Carmen and Allie and Adam Copeland and Tanika. And tomorrow morning, you know what? I'll be here at 8 a.m. to get the show ready, and Ron Wotus will be with me at 9 with Allie and Carmen, and we will do it all over again. And we'll do it theoretically, not every day because we do the weekends, but for another 155 games to try to figure out the story. And that is what baseball is all about. So we had the magic moment today. And who knows what tomorrow will bring with Kershaw and Ty Block. But believe me, it will be a story, and it'll be something we'll talk about as the identity of this season comes together, the team comes together, and we'll see where it goes. And that's all you can ask for. Baseball is what's known as the unconditional friend. It asks nothing from you, just to show up and enjoy it. And whenever you need it, that unconditional friend is there, and that is baseball. That's what it means to me. Raph, what do you think of today?
I loved it, Marty. Yeah, we might actually have a Dodger killer, you know, in our midst. You know, we haven't had one in a while, so it's just nice to have a game like this where we went through a whole like season last year where right. We were on the losing end of these type of games.
I know, you're right, and someone pointed that out on Twitter. We have fun on Twitter. By the way, you got the winners, Raph, for our contest today, Taylor Reeves.
Yes, I did.
Job.
Yeah, I did
think
grab
we
him.
Had four winners for today to go in the pool. But someone tweeted out earlier that if this game happened last year, the Giants would lose the game in 11 innings. They would have lost the game already. It never would have gotten as far as it did. And that's the way that's why every baseball season is different from year to year. It's the same game, but it's a different story every year. So, yeah, this was something tonight. What did you guys think? What did you think when McCutchen hit it?
Well, I couldn't believe that it was actually going to be gone. I thought someone was going to bring it in and double up somebody, and you know we'd go on to the 15th inning. But you know, I was just really happy that it actually went out.
Amazing, amazing. Well, I appreciate you getting everything on our podcast. I know the podcast.
Yeah, the podcast is. He's definitely going to get it sometime tomorrow. But yeah, we'll definitely have it. But everything's up on loveofthegameproductions.com.
Loveofthegameproductions.com. Today was a big day for me. We launched our new website today, and AmericanInnings.org, and these are all my interviews. Creating vignettes that will be used for historical purposes in schools and other places. And it's amazing, AmericanInnings.org, and it's a 501c3, but it looks at U.S. history through the eyes of baseball. Did you look at it, Raph? Did you see it today?
Yeah, it's amazing, Marty, that it's actually up and running. So, yeah, now after talking about it up for quite a while,
I know.
It's kind of nice to have it up.
A lot of people put a lot of time in to make it happen. It's just the beginning of it. So, AmericanInnings.org. So that was launched today, so very exciting for me today. All right, Raph, anything else cooking there? We're just going to head on to CBS.
Yeah, no, we'll just stay where we are, and we'll just, you know, see the fans at 9 a.m.
Okay, all right. So we'll wrap it up. Giants win it 7-5 over the Dodgers in 14 innings on a dramatic three-run homer by Andrew McCutchen. Sleep well, and if you missed anything, go to loveofthegameproductions.com. There are a lot of good stuff there, and we did a lot of things today that I think you'll enjoy. But other than that, it's 9 a.m. tomorrow morning for us right here at the ballpark. Giants and Dodgers wrap up this two-game series, and then it is Arizona coming in on Monday. Sleep well, everybody. Nice to have everyone with us tonight. This was the first big weekend, and it certainly got off on a good foot. All right, more coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.